the sound of the ball.
Ball's knocked around. It's going to be a shot clock violation, and Mayflower's first possession of the half ends up in a turnover.
Yeah, so that's what you want. You know, you look up, and there's 6 seconds left on the shot clock, and Mayflower hadn't even got any action going on their offense yet. That's good defense there by your Lady Bombers.
So Matsholm gets it back with a first chance to take their first double-digit lead of the day. Here is Husky into the front court. Gives it to Moore. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good. It misses everything, and Yonkers tries to save it in. Cannot. And Mayflower will get it back as it goes out of bounds.
Lakin kind of gets that look like, uh-oh, what did I just do right there? Yep. You won't see her. You won't see her airball many this year.
Delph takes it back, but has the ball knocked away, and Yonkers comes up with a steal as she'll be heading back the other way with it.
Yeah, right there. You're just going to make anybody but Whittington bring the ball up, and they were unable to handle the pressure.
Two possessions, two turnovers so far in this half for Mayflower. Here is Yonkers dribbling to the right elbow, pulls up just inside the elbow for the jumper. Good.
What I say, slithery, right? Slithery. Jayla's so slithery. She stopped right there. Nice little turnaround pump fake, let the defender go, and then was able to hit the shot.
Yonkers with 9 on the day. Matsholm's lead is double digits. And another turnover against Mayflower as Coleman comes up with the steal. She gives it to Moore. She goes in the lane for the left. Can't get it to go. And a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Mountain Home.
Yeah, Lakin got a good job on Witten down here on Whittington. Just straight took the ball from her, threw it ahead to Lakin. Lakin had a girl coming behind her. Mountain Home was yelling, "Wolf." That's what you yell when somebody's come behind you. She was able to affect the shot. But good job, Jayla, flying in there, trying to get the rebound. She just got a call on the foul.
That's Yonkers' first personal foul, team foul number one here in the third quarter against Mountain Home. 6:25 left to play in the period. Mountain Home up 33-22. Here's Whittington back the other way. She gives it to Delph on the left side. Now Delph will go up to the top. Gives it there to Francis. Francis goes to the left elbow, goes towards the low block, kicks out to Whittington on the wing. Up top to Williamson. She's going to try for the three. And up and in. Boy, she has a quick release.
She does. And she, like I said, she looks the part right there. And they're going to take a quick timeout.
10 on the day for Kiki Williamson, and that timeout is called by Mayflower?
Yep.
Okay. We will break with 6:05. Let's play in the third quarter. Mount Holmes' lead is 33-25 on the Lady Eagles. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Well, Mayflower taking the timeout, their last 30-second timeout right after Kiki Williamson hit the three. She's now in double figures with 10. Mount Holmes lead cut back to single digits, 33-25 with 6:05 left in the third.
Mayflower still going to stay in a man. I kind of thought they might change their defense up a little bit. We're calling that quick timeout, but they didn't.
Husky dribbles to the left side, gives up top to Moore. Moore dribbles to the left elbow, kicks out to Husky on the wing. Husky dribbles towards the top, gives up top to Yonkers. Her three-pointer, good!
I'm telling you, this team can score some points here, and it doesn't know where it's going to come from. Great job by the Lady Bombers.
Yonkers now, Mount Holmes leading score with 12. 36-25, and lead back up to double digits. 5:38 left to play in the third. Here is Whittington giving it to Delph. She dribbles up to the top. And now a foul's going to be called on Coleman. Looked like a Delph might have pushed off.
Wow.
But they're going to say no.
Yeah, Whitten just bellied up to her, and she took an elbow to the nose right there. And I don't know how they got Whitten on the foul. It kind of stinks for her.
Second personal foul against Coleman. The third, second team foul against Mountain Home. And now officials timeout. 5:33. Let's play.
She gets the foul. That's awesome.
Coleman's injured a little bit, so she's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Sarah Williams.
So she got hit in the nose.
I'm sorry, that was actually Estes. Yeah, so she'll be tended to there on the bench. Here is Delph with it on the left side. Five and a half minutes. Let's play in the third quarter. It's an 11-point Lady Bomber lead. Whittington throws it to Williamson in the right corner. Kicks out to Francis near the top. Francis dribbles to the right side. Now we'll throw it back out to Whittington. Whittington will dribble up to the top. Finds Delph at the right elbow. Goes towards the low block. Has the ball knocked away by Estes. Goes out of bounds. It will be Mayflower's ball with 5:09 left to play in the third quarter. 12 left on the shot clock.
Yeah, nice active hands there by Ashlyn.
Looks like Ella York's coming back in for for Mayflower. And looks like they had another one, London Welsh checking in for the first time. Ball goes up top to York. Throws it to Whittington in the left corner. Her three-pointer is up, misses everything, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn.
And that's something you see. Whittington just really speeding up right there because that defensive Mountain Home has been all over.
Mountain Home out rebounding Mayflower 15-9 right now. 4:53 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Husky throwing it to Estes in the left corner. She's just going to dribble towards the elbow. Okay, tries to throw it back out to Husky. Ball's knocked away by Williamson. She comes up with a steal. She's going back the other way for the lab, and she'll be fouled on the way up. That's Holmes' eighth turnover of the day. Anna McCarn's going to get her. I'm sorry, actually, that was Yonkers, wasn't it? Yep.
Yeah, it was Yonkers.
That was Yonkers' second personal foul, team foul number three here in the third quarter against the Lady Bombers. So Kiki Williamson at the free throw line with a chance to make it a single-digit margin again. First free throw is up and in.
I tell you, I like Kiki Williamson. She's a good-looking player. She can handle the post. She can handle it out on the wing. She can do whatever. She's a good player.
Second free throw for Williamson is up. She gets both. She now has 12. Back to a 9-point margin, 36-27, Lady Bombers up. Husky will walk the ball into the front court with 4:35 left in the third. Ball goes to McCarn at the left elbow. Over to Moore on the left wing, up near the top to Estes. Back over to Moore. She drills toward the top to the right elbow, puts up the immediate jumper, bounces around, will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Williamson, and it will be Mountain keeping possession with 4:20 left in the third.
Good job there by Anna going after the ball and getting high. You know, Anna's so tall with those long arms. She's very tough to box out and just kind of kept good pass right here.
McCarn gets the ball in the paint. Her shot was partially blocked, and Mayflower comes up with the ball.
Wow, Anna just got absolutely mugged. The girl just came down and volleyball blocked her in the head as she's shooting the ball. No foul.
A jumper by Francis will not go. Mayflower gets the offensive rebound. Whittington has it on the left wing. Her three-pointer misses everything. And Williamson tries to save it right into the hands of Parker Husky. And now Mayflower's going to be called for the foul in the backcourt. They're going to give that one to London Webb. I said Welsh, or it was actually Webb. London Webb, her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against Mayflower. Yonkers within the left corner. Throws over to Moore on the left wing. Moore will dribble up toward the top. Now goes towards the low block. She's going to be fouled on the floor well before a shot attempt with 3:42. Let's play in the third. See who they give that foul to. They're going to give that foul to Riley Whittington. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Eagles here in the third quarter. 36-27, Mountain Home up. Husky inbounds it to Yonkers. Back to Husky on the wing. Husky dribbles there on the wing, gets it there to Moore. Moore will dribble up to the top. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Estes. She goes back up with it. Can't get it to go. Ball's knocked around, and this time the rebound is controlled by Williamson, and back comes Mayflower.
Man, a couple nice point-blank chances there for the Lady Bombers, just unable to put the ball in the hole.
3:19, let's play in the third. Mountain Home's lead is 36-27. Ball goes over on the left side. Whittington has it there right now. Cross court over to, I believe that's Francis there. Yep, Francis is going to be called for
3 seconds in the lane right there.
London Webb called for the 3 seconds. He has just camped out in the paint a little too long.
This game's getting a little bit physical, and here comes our two punishers, Sarah Williams and Livy Fosness. Let's see if they can eat up some fouls here for the Lady Bombers down low.
They'll replace Ashlyn Estes and Anna McCarn. Here is Husky into the front court. And now Mountain Home will inbound it with 2:53 left to play in the third. 22 left on the shot clock. Lady Bombers up by 9. It will be Husky inbounding on the far sideline right in front of the Lady Bomber bench. Gets it to Moore. She has it just inside the half-court stripe.
Now here we are, 3 minutes left here, under 3 minutes left in the quarter. We still got our 9-point lead.
Moore drills to the left elbow, pulls up for the jumper. It will not go. Offensive rebound for Fosters. She goes back into the lane for a layup.
Welcome to the Lady Bombers, Livy Fosness. She was unable to be blocked out right there. Went and grabbed that board. Did you see her finish with her left hand?
Oh, yes, I did.
What a beautiful shot right there by the Minnesota transfer here in the Mountain Home.
They're going to get that foul to Ella York. That is her second personal foul, team foul number three against Mayflower here in the in the third quarter. I'm so used to saying second half, but free throw will not go. Williams tries to rebound it, but it goes out of bounds, and it will be Mayflower.
Good hustle there by Sarah Claire, trying to keep that ball alive. Mountain Home, just active hands. Matt, this team is deep. If you look on that bench over there, everybody that comes in can play basketball. And it's going to be tough for teams to go a full 24 minutes with this team if we stay at the same pace that we're staying at.
Francis with it in the front court. She throws up top to Williamson. Williamson drove to the right side, going to the low block, going up for the she kind of just kind of threw up a wicked-looking hook shot. It went in.
I tell you, good-looking player in Williamson right there.
Back to a single-digit margin, and Yonkers gets the offensive rebound, can't get it to go, goes back, gets another offensive rebound. This time she'll be fouled on the way up.
And here's Jayla Yonkers. What do they have her listed at? 5'7", 5'8"?
5'10", actually.
5'10", okay. I mean, she's down there just going and getting rebounds and amongst the trees down there. She got two offensive rebounds, went back up with it. Just great job there by your sophomore.
That's Ella York's third personal foul, team foul number four here in the third quarter against Mayflower. Yonkers' first free throw will not go. She is right now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 12 points. I believe Mountain Home brought in another sub.
Coming in. Witten's trying to come in on for the shooter right here. She's going to come in. Good to see Witten come in, back in. She left a second ago. Looks like she got an elbow to the eye or eye swollen a little bit there. Witten's battled some concussion problems. She's wearing a concussion headband. If you see a headband she's got on, that's to help prevent from any more concussions that she's had. And, you know, every time she gets hit near that noggin, we get a little worried about her. But it looks like she just kind of got a little shot in the eye there.
And now Witten Coleman forces a turnover as she double-teamed the player from behind. She finds Fossett back the other way for the layup. Good.
But that's what Witten's going to give you. She's not scared to stick her nose right in there. Proud to see her get back in after taking the shot. And great pass ahead for Livy.
41-29, Mount Home up with 1:50 left to play in the third. Back to Whittington's back the other way. She's going to get the basket and draw the contact. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's kind of a little tic-tac foul that he's going to call right there. After we've been getting mauled, I don't even know that she got bumped, but they're saying she did.
Lakin Moore picks up her second personal foul, team foul number 4. Both teams have no more fouls to get for the rest of the quarter.
Yeah, they're going to be shooting 2 shots for the rest of the quarter here. I like that new rule change. Even though we hadn't seen it in effect yet, I do like it.
Free throw by Whittington will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home.
Rebound machine in Livy Fosness. She got a big smile on her face. She's loving the game right now.
Well, with the way it's going, I don't say I blame her. 136, let's play in the third. Mount Home up 41-31. Here is Husky back the way. She's going to give it to Rittenberg, who just checked in a moment ago. And she loses the handle. The ball gets it back. It was actually knocked away, so no double dribble. Ball goes to Husky in the right corner. Her three pointer, good.
Good job, Bailey. Bailey lost the ball.
Went and got the ball back, drove the ball. Great kick-out pass for Parker, who had her feet set. Parker was able to hit the three.
Husky now with 8, and back the other way, Whittington. It goes into Lang once again and draws contact. She'll head back to the free throw line with 1:14 left to play.
This is one thing we saw on Mayflower, on a scouting report we had on them. They love to go down and try to gain contact, whether they just throw their arms in or throw themselves into it. If you can stay straight up, Lakin looked like she did a pretty good job of it right there, but they did get her for the foul. But if she can go straight up right there and, Whittington was able to get the benefit of the doubt on the call.
Oh. Whittington gets the first free throw. She's now 1 of 2 from the free throw line for the day with 11 points. One more free throw. Second shot is up. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Fosnes.
I tell you, this is the lineup I've been wanting to see. Fosnes and McCarn in together. See what we look like with two bigs in here.
Here's Moore with it on the left elbow. Her jumper will not go. Gets her own rebound. Throws over on the right side to Husky. Husky gives up top to Fosnes. Over to Rittenberg on the left. Rittenberg will dribble up to the top, gives it there to McCarn, or to Moore on the left side. 52 seconds left to play in the third. 24 left on the shot clock. Ball goes to Husky near the left corner. Her three-pointer is up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Williamson.
Good ball movement there. Lady Bombers got a great open shot, just unable to fall.
Ball goes to York and near the left corner. Her three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is chased down by Fosnes.
I'm telling you, the ball's near Lady Fosnes. She's going to be getting it.
Shot clock is off. Mount Home can hold for the last shot of the period with 25 seconds left in the third. They're up by a dozen right now. And, well, now Husky draws contact. That's going to be 2 shots.
Should be 2 shots for Parker. Let's see the rule come into effect right here, Matt. Let's see if we can take advantage of it the first time we've seen it. We didn't see it in the first half, did we?
No, we didn't. Third personal foul against Haley Francis. That is the again the fifth team foul against Mountain Home here in or against Mayflower here in the third quarter. First free throw for Husky, no good.
Yeah, I think if Coach Leonard is going to look at this game and Coach Husky at the end of this, they're going to look back and say, "Man, our free throw shooting was not great."
Yeah. Sarah Williams checking back in, replacing Lincoln Moore for Mountain Home. 22.7 left in the third as Husky has one more free throw. She's right now one of three. I'm sorry, actually 0 of 2 from the charity stripe, but she does get the second one here. She has 9.
Your coach Leonard yelling out, no fouls. That's an offensive charge.
They didn't call a charge. And they can send the fouls out on Mountain Home.
Wow. You're not going to give the charge call, and then you're going to give them the ball when it goes out of bounds. That's a double whammy if you're the Lady Bombers. Don't get rewarded for good defense by Bailey Rittenberg right there.
15 seconds left. Here is Whittington with it. Dribbles to the right elbow. Kicks out to Williamson. Williamson's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup, and it goes in. Oh, man. She can shoot some back-to-back shots.
I think we're seeing one weakness right here from the Lady Bombers on Anna that teams might take advantage of. She's going to get a foul.
Oh! So with 7/10 of a second left, Parker Husky is fouled on 3. She's going to the line for 3 free throws.
She's going to get 3 free throws. What a lapse in mental.
Yeah,
mental lapse, I guess, by Mayflower to foul Parker on a shot that just really had no chance to go in.
That was on Whittington. That's her third personal foul. First free throw is up and in.
Well, I was going to say on the other end before that happened, you know, Anna McCarn is good. She's big. She's tall. But, you know, Williamson can step out and hit that 3. Well, Anna's having to come out and guard her. Williamson's got just a little bit of a step on her. Lady Bomber's going to have to make an adjustment and help out on Williamson, give Anna some help out there.
Husky gets second free throw. McCarn almost forgot it was 2 shots.
Yeah, she was about to go over to the bench.
And one more free throw for Husky. Third shot. She gets all 3.
Wow, that was a big turn of events there for Lady Bombers.
And now all Mayflower can do is take the inbound pass, and it will be a 14-point lead for Mountain Home with 8 minutes left to play in this one. After three quarters, it is Mountain Home leading Valley Springs 48-34. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.